Blog Talk Radio.
The Roman Show returns again to the airwaves on this beautiful July 2nd evening here in South Florida. And for those listening to us over in the West Coast, which would be around 7:30 p.m., we'd like for you to interact with us via Twitter at The Roman Show or on our official Facebook page, facebook.com/Roman Show Media. Tonight on the show, well, we return on this entertainment portion of it as we welcome in Baby Birdman's parents. Who's Baby Birdman? Well, if you are a Miami Heat fan and you're located in South Florida, you know exactly who Baby Birdman is. We will let you know and inform you and talk to the parents of this adorable baby who is a little miniature version of Chris Anderson, the Big Birdman. Plays for the Miami Heat at the center position. We will also touch on wrestling, entertainment, and much more as this is The Roman Show. Again, make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. Interact with us. And guess what? Tonight, we will unveil the winner of the Florida SuperCon ticket winner. This lucky person will have a pair of tickets to attend all 4 days of the Florida SuperCon, which will take place in Miami. All 4 days on the house, courtesy of the Florida SuperCon and The Roman Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of The Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now, Mikey Ruckus, rain down hellfire and brimstone!
I consider the beat, I consider the sound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it cause we all go through it. It's the start of the Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, with five shots as you licking your chops. The straight to the top, the moment that the solo is dropped.
Yeah,
time to lock and time to knock. We got the industry crossover like it or not.
Keep rocking.
You haven't been on, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we going to curve. With a red carpet news break shocking the world. Come on, ride, come join the Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world, we'll go. MMA to pro wrestling, I can't go. Platforms designed for us, Roman Show. So make the world stop, know that name. Get a scoop, he's not afraid to flip this game. Friends and bogeys, you all look the same. We don't rock and one of our shells break the frame.
Calling if you got questions for the
Roman Show.
Comments, concerns, or suggestions for the
Roman Show.
Bringing topics of discussion to the
Roman Show.
Like a chance, spread the word about the
Roman Show.
Calling if you got questions for the
Roman Show.
Comments, concerns, or suggestions for the
Roman Show.
Bringing topics
Hey, this is Nellie from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
This is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion. Make sure you guys keep listening to The Roman Show. And I know you can dig that, sucker!
Well, we are back on this Roman Show Tuesday episode. Took a little break. A little tired. Not tired of the show, but a little overwhelmed. But excited at the same time. because the Miami Heat, as we know, are back-to-back champions. They did defeat the San Antonio Spurs, and they are the 2013 NBA champions. The Miami Heat franchise now has 3 trophies. And with that said, guys, and we'll discuss a lot of things on the other line. Joe the reporter. Joe, what's going on, man?
Oh, man. I'm doing great. I mean, besides the usual Miami raining weather, it's doing great. You know, it's good to be back. You know, of course, you know, with all the playoff going on, you know, we have to support the our Miami Heat and also for winning the 2013 title.
That's right, and we sure did. You know, we posted up several interviews and videos of all the mayhem that went down here in South Florida, and I must admit, you know, the world could keep hating, but we will keep winning because the Miami Heat are champions again, and we are proud of it. And, you know, during the whole playoff talk, there was a lot of stories that came along. We have Pepe Villete, who is a puppet, who is very vulgar and is always supporting the Miami Heat. He has a Cuban thick accent, and he has been a person that has been synonymous when it comes to the Miami Heat, when it comes locally. In fact, he even appeared on ESPN, believe it or not. And then we had Baby Birdman. Who's Baby Birdman?
Yes.
Baby Birdman is Lázaro Pereira of only 9 months. He's only been in this world for 9 months. And the kid has been an instant celebrity. Yeah, that's right. He is the son of Jessica and Ernesto Pereira. They all live in Homestead, Florida. And we're going to reach out right now to Jessica, who's going to let us know about Baby Birdman. Baby Birdman, he pretty much looks identical like Chris Anderson of the Miami Heat. The only difference is he is a baby. He is literally the mini-me of Chris Anderson.
That is true, because the first time I saw that picture and you look at him and you look at the Birdman, I mean, it's just like a spitting image.
It is. It really, truly is. And it's just it's amazing how they did it, and we're going to find out in just a few seconds when we get a hold of the Pereiras. Hang on, we'll be right back with more on The Roman Show as we're going to speak to the mother and parents of Baby Birdman.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. That's right, Joe. Just last week we were celebrating in the streets of South Florida. By the way, Joe, did you know that in Miami they broke the records as far as transit riders? They broke the record. There hasn't been so many people riding public transportation in South Florida as it did last year, last week, when the Miami Heat Parade took place in downtown Miami. Made some bucks.
Well, right now, I think that was the best way to go. Because going over there to that parade in your car, you have to be nuts.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be on something.
The parking, you have to pay for that parking. First, not only that, you got to look for the parking, and then you got to pay for the parking. So you're going to be wasting a lot of money doing that than just, you know, spending $4 round trip riding on the metro rail, and you're set and go.
And they got free Wi-Fi. But you know what? It's time to speak to Jessica and Ernesto Pereira, the parents of baby Birdman. Jessica, Ernesto, welcome to the Roman Show. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. How are you guys doing over there?
Awesome. Thank you so very much. And taking some time speaking to us on this late evening here in South Florida. You know, baby Birdman, he became a phenomenon out of the blue. Did you expect that this was going to happen when you posted the picture on the internet?
No, absolutely not. We thought, you know, we put out the picture just for family and friends during the playoffs, and we had no idea the picture was going to go viral and our little guy was going to become so famous.
So who shared this picture? How did it come out? Just please describe to us the story, how it happened, and how did you get the whole tattoos on the baby? Some people actually think that they're real tattoos, but they're not. And some people are freaking out.
Okay, what we did was actually, it started out with a hairstyle. My wife didn't know how she was going to comb the baby's hair. So she actually came up with a mohawk. And when she did the mohawk, I told her, man, he looks a little bit like Chris Anderson. So I took a picture of him with the mohawk. I sent it over to my dad, who's an artist, and he photoshopped all the tattoos on there. And then I posted it on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at 7:30 in the morning. And by 5 o'clock, we were on the news.
Wow, just amazing, man, how they were able to pull off. Now, the shirt, he had the shirt on, right? And explain to me the drawing. So it was your dad who came up with the whole art?
Yeah, my dad is the one. Actually, at first, it was just photoshopped. I actually started putting out a picture every game of the playoffs, and they were all photoshopped. But then people started requesting to see him and take pictures with him and stuff like that. So I called my dad up and I said, we got to come up with something where he can have the tattoos on, you know, in public. So he actually got a pair of little girl tights, and out of the waist part, he made the neck part, and then the two legs are the sleeves. And that's what he wears when we take him out. And then we had a custom Heat jersey made for him that says Baby Birdman, and that's what he wears when we take him out in public.
That is so cool. You know, at first, when I first saw it, I thought it was like an Ed Hardy shirt. You know, I don't know if they're still back in style, but it kind of seemed like it. But now you're telling me that it was custom made, and how unique this has been. So here the picture goes viral, and then Everyone's sharing it. You're on the news. How does the Miami Heat find out about it, the Miami Heat organization? And how do they invite you to go to the arena and actually meet Birdman in person and the rest of the team?
Well, actually, I got in contact through Courtney Fallon from NBC6 through Instagram. She had posted a picture of Birdman that she was interviewing him. And someone that I had no idea who it was had asked, did you show him the picture of baby Birdman? And Courtney said, replied to him and saying that, yes, that Birdman already had heard about baby Birdman and so did the other players. So there I thanked her for showing him the picture once again. And then I said, you know, the only thing I would enjoy more is a picture of the baby and Birdman together so he has that for memory. And she made it happen.
That is just so neat. Now, when you went to the locker room, right, explain to us exactly the feeling you guys had with the baby.
Well, it was great. We actually got invited back through Championship Alley right before their locker room. And we were just waiting there for a Birdman to come. And we were just supposed to have an interview with him. And we were hanging out with him for about 15, 20 minutes and doing the interview. But then all of a sudden, all the other players were coming off the court right after finals practice. So LeBron came through, Mario Chalmers came through, Ray Allen, Coach Spo. So we just stopped everybody and just started talking to everybody and taking pictures with everybody. So it was great. I mean, we were expecting just to meet Birdman, and we met almost the whole team.
Well, the best part was that LeBron actually knew who our son was. LeBron passed by and actually passed by, saw the interview, then turned back and said, hey, baby Birdman, and came and said, what's up to us?
It's amazing. You know, it's amazing how much the internet, right, has changed our lives. Your baby is a star now.
Yes, he is. He really is. It's unbelievable. Any store that we go to, anywhere, we were at Walmart yesterday and people stopped us to take pictures with him.
So now
everybody recognizes him because of his blue eyes.
He is an adorable baby, I must admit. So now he's 9 months old. So I got to ask you guys now. Are you guys season ticket holders, or how many games did you attend during the season?
Zero games. We haven't been to a Heat game in a while. We actually, in 2006, when they won the other championship, we attended a lot of games because my wife's uncle had season tickets, and he would give us tickets every now and then. But actually, you know, tickets are a little expensive, so we don't get to go to a lot of games. We haven't been to a game in a while.
Well, hopefully these things will change around. But now, when you met the team there, you didn't stick around for the game, or it's just to meet the team and Birdman?
No, actually, that was actually an off day. They were just doing practice in between two of the finals games.
Awesome. So what's the plan for next season? He's going to be a year now. So what's the plan? We're still going to be dressing him up as baby Birdman for the entire season for good luck, or what's going to happen?
Well, first of all, we need to sign Birdman. So I want Birdman to be back. And we plan on keeping it going. I mean, the fans love him. Everybody keeps requesting to see pictures and see him in public so they can take pictures with him. So, yeah, we'll keep it going as long as he likes it. I mean, he seems to be enjoying it, so we'll keep it going.
Yeah, in fact, I had someone on our social media page ask you that to keep dressing up the baby Birdman so Big Birdman can stick around here in Miami. And hopefully he does sign. We're about to sign. I think we should find out sometime this week or next week if he does stay. So hopefully he's a good luck charm, your baby is. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for calling in and taking some time and You got a great baby, and now, Dad, are you going to also teach him some lessons to hopefully be a big Birdman when he grows up and possibly compete inside in the courts? Is that the plan?
Well, he's actually already practicing with me here at home. We got a little basket for him here where he grabs the ball and kind of tries to imitate me as I shoot the ball. So, yeah, he's on his way.
There you go. Maybe we can get to a competition, that other baby that shoots. He shot like 30 consecutive shots. Did you see that one, the basketball one, the baby?
Yeah, I've seen that. That baby is amazing.
So maybe we got some competition from here, from the 305.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, thanks so very much. Have a good night, and hopefully we sign up the Birdman, and we'll have Baby Birdman out there next time around as well.
Thank you so much for having us. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right, have a good night. Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Those were the words of the parents of Baby Birdman. Who would have thought, Joe, just a baby? Baby getting so much attention, and to me, gosh, if I was that old and I get to meet the entire Miami Heat squad, wow, that's awesome.
It's undescribable, you know. It's basically, you know, it's like, you know, how people come and bring their posters and, you know, let's go Heat, you know. But I call this a life-size poster, you know. This is what I call it, you know.
You get a baby.
You get a baby.
Yeah,
it's a baby poster.
It's a baby poster. There you go,
yeah.
Folks, the parents of Baby Birdman. It was a pleasure to speak to them here this evening on the Roman Show as we're still celebrating the Miami Heat 2013 victory as they defeated the San Antonio Spurs. ESPN, the national media, had the Heat losing in 6 and then in 7 and then some other guys flip-flopped, and they went ahead and supported the Heat because they said they were at home and no one's going to stop them. It's just outrageous how biased the national media is, as everyone was against the Miami Heat. And I got to tell you, if the Miami Heat win next season, which, mind you, Las Vegas has them favored, if they win, it's going to be a dynasty. And you have to stop hating on the team, U.S. You know, United States, it's like, did you see the map? There was a map that ESPN Sports Nation allegedly put out, and every single state in the country wanted the Heat to lose, minus Florida, of course.
It's all haters,
you know, listen,
and it's envy.
Yeah, I mean, look, LeBron James came here to play. He had a mission, and we have all the right tools. When the Bulls were champs, people didn't hate. They didn't care. They glorified the fact that the Chicago Bulls were an elite team.
You know what? Exactly.
Right.
Nobody said nothing when, in the Michael Jordan era, nobody said, oh, no, we're hating the Bulls because they're winning all the titles. No. Everybody was right on board with them, you know, because it's something new. Like, who would ever think, you know, winning 6 titles?
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, because LeBron James left his home of Cleveland and decided to come and take his talent to South Beach, which is another thing I have a bone to pick. You know, guys out there that do not live in South Florida or in Florida, the Miami Heat do not play in South Beach. South Beach is not a legitimate city. It is a portion of the city of Miami Beach. The Miami Heat play in the city of Miami, beside the bay. They are not located in South Beach. Only because LeBron said it does not mean it's true. Verify your facts. Start trying to be funny with it.
Oh,
they play in
God.
Miami, for goodness sake. And it's a, you know, it's a pet peeve that I have every time that I see these guys. It's either I read about it or I hear about it on ESPN or any other channels, Fox News, Sports. They keep on repeating the same words. Oh, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. Come on, man. Stop saying that. It does not exist. The Heat don't play there.
The thing is, the way how he said it didn't all. I mean, like how you said it, it didn't meant that they're playing in Miami Beach. The thing is like we say, oh, we're from South Florida. You know,
correct.
He's just basically saying, I'm going to play in South Beach, basically saying I'm coming down to Miami because that's where the beaches is. That's where everything is popping. That's where everything is going on.
It really irritates me, though, every time I hear, oh, and when the Heat play in South Beach. No. No. When they play in Miami. What do you think the freaking franchise, he has Miami right in front of it because we are in Miami. Get with it, man.
Yeah. Next year is going to be the South Beach Heat.
Jesus Christ. And again, if the Miami Heat, and I'm pretty confident it's going to happen, if the Miami Heat again win the title and it's a three-peat, give us a freaking credit. Stop going out there and saying that, oh, LeBron this, oh, they're going to choke. Oh, listen, we proved you wrong twice. Imagine if we would have won the first time that LeBron James came here and won. That would have been a three-peat already. We would have gone for back-to-back-to-back-to-back next year. And yet these people consistently keep on hating on the team.
If every day goes like this, how do we survive?
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of The Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up The Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Heck no.
Why not?
Because I'm listening to The Roman Show.
All right, switching gears now, guys. We're going to talk some professional wrestling. Lots of going on in the sport, although the summertime always tends to be very bland when it comes to professional wrestling. Other than that, we really have looking, you know, to look forward is SummerSlam, which is they're really a lot of fans on the internet are stating that this SummerSlam is going to be a whole lot better than WrestleMania this year. But nonetheless, we got lots to talk about it. Starting off with Monday Night Raw, the ratings have been going down. Last week, they came in at a 2.9 rating, and then this week, they came in at a 2.8. Of course, it's not a drastic change, but it's a slight drop from what they had last week. It averaged about 3.98 million viewers. Why does this happen? Well, let's take a look at last night's show. Joe, you saw it yourself. It wasn't that entertaining. It really wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
You know, you know, got the beginning. You got Triple H
segment,
man. Uh huh.
You know, the beginning segment was, you know, the whole typical, you know, wasting your first 20 minutes talking about, of course, the Money in the Bank. The wrestlers come out, and of course, CM Punk saying, "Oh, you know, I'm not going to do the obvious," but what is he doing? The obvious. You know, I mean, I would love that RVD would have been there, but, you know, we have to wait for him for Money in the Bank. But besides that, I mean, the whole Monday Night Raw is just going down. There's no energy. It's just the same old stuff week after week.
Yeah, they need to pick it up. But there might be some help because the Wyatt family, which they have been highly promoting, will debut next Monday night. One thing I did like about last night's show is that they took a blast from the past. That they showed several champions, both the heavyweight champion, the world heavyweight champion and the WWE champion, and they showed all the folks that wore it around their waist. And one in particular stood out, that being Sting. They played a nice little montage of Sting being the champion.
Mm-hmm.
Reports say that the reason why the WWE decided to air this was to kind of get cozy with Sting, because according to WWE reports, they seem to be pretty confident that Sting could be joining the roster, meaning that there could be a possibility, and I really want to emphasize the possibility, that we can possibly see Sting versus Undertaker at WrestleMania 30. And let me tell you, what a way to go if this match happens for The Undertaker. It's a match that everyone and their mothers have wanted to see.
That's one of those dream matches that everybody's been talking since the early 90s, you know?
Yes.
It's one of those fantasy matches, you know? It's like, now that will be a good wrestling match right there. It doesn't matter if The Undertaker wins or loses that match and Sting, you know, beats The Undertaker streak. But it just will be one hell of a match from both parties.
Oh, that would be great. And right after we get done with the news, guys, I want to let you know that we will be announcing the winner of the Florida SuperCon tickets. We will be announcing the winners. I want to give a special shout out to Sergio's Printing. Sergio's Printing, if you need to print something for your business, business cards, banners, whatever it is, Sergio's Printing is the place to go. You can visit them online. Just look for Sergio's Printing. You can't go wrong. Vita Coco, instead of drinking bland, plain old water, drink Vita Coco. It's full of nutrients. It's great cocoa water. You can't go wrong, especially during these hot summer days. It's been proven, guys, people need to see what you offer. And what better way to do so than by having video about your business? Numbers prove that showing what you offer brings in traffic. Head on over to simplyjvideo.com, simplyjvideo.com, and they will hook you up with a nice video promoting your business. SimplyJVideo.com is an Esk Pro company. And speaking of Florida SuperCon, as we will be announcing the winner in just a few minutes, we will be at the big event, and we want to give a special thank you to Florida SuperCon. We will be there this Friday. This Friday, we will be there, and we're going to be interviewing the Green Ranger, Jason David Frank, which we had the opportunity of speaking to him just a few weeks ago. And the interview was picked up by national media. This time around, we will see him in person, on camera. And we got some goodies for you there. So expect some really cool things that are going to be taking place that evening at the Miami Airport Convention. And if you are at the place, guys, we're going to have the Roman Show Ninja. But we want you to come to the booth dressed up as your favorite character, whatever it is. If you want to dress up as Hulk Hogan, knock yourself out. Power Ranger, do it. Come on over to our table. The best costume gets hooked up with a prize. Again, Florida SuperCon takes place July 4th through the 7th. We will be there the 5th. I'm not just encouraging you to just go on the 5th. Go all 4 days. But on the 5th, we will be there live, and we will be conducting a live show. All right, so CM Punk was granted a restraining order against his mother. Allegedly, CM Punk's mom keeps bugging him for money. CM Punk has had enough. And according to this restraining order in TMZ, the mom can't even be allowed at any WWE live events. Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan have been fined for using chairs. Now, come on, Joe. We love some hard-hitting chair shots, man. How can you fine these guys for that? This is entertainment.
You know what? When that match happened, I loved it. I mean, I even forgot about the whole rated PG programming. When I first saw those chair shots just throwing it at each other, I was like, OMG,
yeah.
What just happened here?
Yeah, come on, dude.
I was not expecting that, but it's true. I mean, that right there, to me, and I'm not saying that, you know, because of a shared shot, I enjoyed the match, but we haven't seen one of those in a long time in a WWE programming.
Yeah, it has been some time. But you need a little bit just to spice it up. By the way, Joe, I want to give our condolences to the 19 firefighters who lost their life trying to protect the lives of others in Arizona. May God bless those families that were affected. Speaking of those who passed away, unfortunately, Matt Bourne, better known as a real original Doink, passed away this week. It's a sad, sad news. Doink the Clown being one of the most entertaining characters back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You can never forget that character. So rest in peace to Matt Bourne, as several in the wrestling community came out and put the 2 cents in the guy's career. Natalya and Tyson Kidd, huh? Was that?
No, and I'm saying that, you know, and Matt Bourne, he actually, when they did the 15th Raw anniversary, he came as Doink the Clown because, you know, he only did it for that 1 year, and that was pretty good to see him, you know, the original Doink coming to Raw.
Yeah, man. Well, it turns out, man, that Natalya and Tyson Kidd, they got married. It's going to be airing some of the highlights on the E! Network's television program of Divas. So that's pretty neat that they're actually taking something that happened in real life and airing it on this reality show on E!
Yeah,
good stuff for the WWE.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's really taking it behind the scenes for the WWE.
And now that you also mentioned about weddings, what about Brooke Hogan?
That's right. She's married now to the football player. Brooke Hogan, she's not going to get married to Bully Ray. Going to get married to a football player, guys. Get it straight. Moving forward, Bill DeMott, better known as Mr. Hugh, remember him from WCW, he has been allegedly accused of using homophobic slurs, beating talent with yardsticks, overtraining talent. This according to Derek Four, a former NXT member. And Chase Donovan has also added fuel to the fire. And even goes further as stating that Bill DeMott also held a gun in his office in NXT. Kind of sad news to say here because I really like Mr. Hugh. I really like Bill DeMott. He seems like a real tough coach that's going to get you in shape and is going to get you. And listen, call me old school here, but when I played football and when I was in wrestling, in amateur wrestling, my coach was hard as hell, man. And this is one thing that sometimes when I see these things, is like, I see where you're going with this, but at the same time,
you're going the wrong way.
Sports is a mental game. Every sport that you play is very mental, and it's physical.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go in there and play or perform, and you have a weak mind, then guess what? That's exactly how your performance is going to be. So if you have a person motivating you, pushing you, see, my coach would make us practice till we puked. We would feel like garbage when we got home, and yet we still had to go and hit the books. But one thing is, college is me, you know, it's just my opinion. I just see that some of these coaches nowadays, though, are just very lax. They're very smooth. You're not too hard on these kids. I'm hoping I'm going to say nothing wrong. I really don't think I am.
No, you're not. You're saying the truth.
But if okay, fine. You don't have to call them homophobic slurs. I get that. We understand that we're a society now that's opening their minds. For goodness sake, the Supreme Court just approved Dharma, which is going to give homosexuals who get married, now they're going to be able to pass on the benefits to their partner, which is cool. But coaches, trainers, you got to get hard on some of these kids. Why? I'll tell you why. Because unfortunately, some of these kids that do sports or are coming up in the minor leagues, they're not mentally, they're not all there. They're not that mentally strong. because they feel that they're not there yet. So you need someone to really push them hard to get them ready.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in school, we had a lot of kids that, unfortunately, they came from inner cities, and they came from poverty. And these kids, they didn't have parents, or they were raised by their grandparents, or they were orphans and didn't have that direction back at home. And if they counted on their coach to set them out, to get them on their feet and get them to play and get them to be disciplined, because when they got home, guess what? They will get into trouble.
Yep.
But I don't understand. You don't have to have a gun in the office. I'm totally cool with that. I mean, it's absurd. But because you're telling someone and pushing them and yelling at them and screaming. So what? You're going to train someone by just saying, "Hey, Joe, why don't you run a little faster? You can't do things like that, Joe. I don't know. Call me stupid."
Yes, coach, I would do that for you.
Yeah. No. I mean, do it professionally. I get that. But, dude, this is a sport, man. Turn on NFL. Turn on the NBA. How many coaches do you see pissed off yelling at their team because they're not doing something right? And then these guys are coming out saying, right, it's like boot camp. And then you got these guys saying, "Oh, he was yelling at us," and he was there. But man up. Man up.
Yeah, look at these drill sergeants, like a boot camp. Look at these drill sergeants. They get you right in your face. You know?
That's it.
It's not. They're not putting you down. They're not doing that. They're just trying to toughen you up.
That's all it is. And again, I'm not for this homophobic slurs or beating people up with sticks. Although, I'll be honest, when I was in football, our coaches will come by, grab the whistle, and hit us on the helmet. And let me tell you, it didn't hurt physically, but it sure as hell hurt my ears.
Wow.
In fact, put it this way, man. Now, this is how mentality was a few years ago. But back then, when we were under the scorching heat, you know, it felt like 112 or 102. In reality, it was 90-something. But
and you had all that gear on top.
Yeah, exactly. And you feel the humidity from the grass. And you know what? Our coaches, to punish us, would not allow us to drink water.
Wow.
Of course, now we're a little smarter. You know, we allow people to drink water because you don't want them to dehydrate. We had some students, unfortunately, some young kids that were in football, high school football, that died because they didn't have any proper hydration. But that's what happened to me. I lived that. I saw that. I was a part of that. You screwed up on the play, guess what? You're not having a water break. Man up. I don't know. Call me old school, but I just see some of these coaches that are getting soft.
Yeah,
you can have that.
They're going to be with heat stroke and then the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Give the kids water because you need it to hydrate. But you can't get soft on these guys, man. This is a sport. And this goes for female sports and male sports. All right, moving forward. Okay. I guess I got a little carried away here on this one, Joe.
Yeah, you.
Okay, fired me up. All right, Forbes named the 25 most powerful celebrities, and sneaking in at number 25 is The Rock. Vince McMahon said that he should be number one, but The Rock is out there. He is considered a powerful celebrity. I agree, although I don't know exactly what he had to get that big for the movie Pain and Gain. But I got to give it to The Rock, man.
He had, four movies? He had four movies, and all movies hit number one?
Yep. Yeah, that guy's doing it. He's doing it.
What person can have, like, four movies, you can say back to back to back to back, and all of them started at number one?
Yeah, give it up to The Rock. Who would have thought, man? A professional wrestler. Professional wrestler. Now, the top 25th most powerful celebrity.
Hey, and also talking about The Rock. He's also on the cover of the 2K14 WWE video game.
Yes, which many people said they were upset. Some were calling for Chris Benoit to be on the cover, but of course we all know exactly the whole incident that happened, which, mind the way, not sure if you read the article, but one of the, I believe, the stepsisters or a relative of Benoit stated that Benoit would have, he would have, the way he was living, he would have never made it. He would have never made it, according to what they're saying.
Hmm.
Tough life that Chris Benoit had. All right, guys, it's the moment that you have been waiting for. All right, we're going to announce right now the winner, the Florida SuperCon. It was kind of tough, Joe.
Ooh,
because
wow.
We had a lot of people. We had a lot of people helping us out here and following directions. All they had to do was just follow directions, which was share, follow, like the Roman Show giveaway image. That's all they had to do, man. That's all they had to do. And there was one guy. There was one guy, Joe. One guy that read properly.
Huh.
One person. And it doesn't just take this, hey, we like listening to your show. No, 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 no. Like, share, put it on your profile, whatever you got to do. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Florida SuperCon 4-day ticket, and man, this guy could go any single day, all 4 days, whatever he wants, is Mr. Thomas Oliver. Thomas Oliver is your winner for the Florida SuperCon tickets. The show gets underway.
Congratulations.
That's right. Congratulations to Thomas Oliver. If you're listening, congratulations, dude. Feel free to call in. And we will definitely hit you up on social media to announce the winner. So congratulations, Dad, and we're going to see you hopefully this Friday live in person.
Oh, yeah.
With all those guys, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm stoked.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm really excited for this, man. Any in particular that you're waiting for?
Man, you know, when I first heard that the Power Rangers were going to be there, I mean, I look like if I went back to, like, the time machine, and it's, like, going back into my childhood.
Yeah. To see, now, not all of them are going to be there. The red Power Rangers are going to be there. The yellow Power Ranger, unfortunately, she passed away. And Amy, Joe Johnson, the pink ranger, unfortunately, will not be there, which, you know, I had a crush on her. Who didn't, right? Who didn't have a crush on Amy Jo Johnson? But yeah, but Rita is gonna be there. That dude, you know, the bad guy, was it Zordar, whatever, what was his name? Keep in mind right now.
Oh man,
Z Zordo, you know what I'm talking about, the little short guy too. Mm. The little robot, he's gonna be there. All those guys are gonna be there, and you know, we're gonna confront Jason David Frank again and ask him, you know, you came in here and you said that you wanted to fight CM Punk in a mixed martial arts fight or Jean-Claude Van Damme. What's going on? What are you going to do? Are you going to make this thing happen? We want to hear. And I want to hear from the fans.
You want me to tell you something honestly? I would rather watch him in a mixed martial arts fight between him and CM Punk than Claude Van Damme.
I agree.
You know, Claude Van Damme, I'm not trying to put, you know, his age, but, you know, to me, it won't be like a fair fight, if you want to call it like that, per se. To me, I think everybody now would like to watch a fight between him and CM Punk.
No, I agree with you, man. I totally agree with you. I just want to bring in some news here that Homer Bailey, the Cincinnati Reds pitcher, threw his second no-hitter in 10 months and the first in the majors this season. By the way, the Miami Marlins, man, they picked it up. They picked it up. I mean, they're not championship material, but hey, they're winning. You know, you give them credit. They're a new team. Unfortunately, today they lost to the Atlanta Braves, but they were on a winning streak there. Hopefully next season we could pick things around and the Marlins could be something, you know what I mean? It could join the ranks of the Miami Heat. Hopefully, right? That's what we hope.
Yep.
All right, so again, guys, follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show and our fan page, Roman Show Media. Can't go wrong there. Make sure you show up at the Florida SuperCon this Friday. We're going to give some free stuff. Trust me, you'll love what we give away, man. We come through. Last time we had 5-hour energies and Vita Coco. So swing by. Do they sell beer there? I believe they do sell beer at the Florida SuperCon, right?
There's always something to do.
Yeah. And they're going to have some pro wrestling. They're going to have live music.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a whole bunch of stuff. So make sure you show up. Florida SuperCon. You don't want to miss it. Tomorrow night, guys, we do have a show. We'll be talking some mixed martial arts. We have Invicta FC CEO, or president, sorry, Shannon Knapp. Rene Level Martinez, who will be fighting Ricardo Mayorga, the professional boxer. In mixed martial arts, they'll be fighting in Nicaragua.
Wow.
Level and Ricardo Mayorga. Yeah, Ricardo Mayorga, his second MMA fight. They'll be going at it. And more. Tomorrow night on The Roman Show as we talk mixed martial arts, as we get ready for Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman. Many folks saying that Chris Weidman can actually defeat Anderson Silva. I think otherwise, but I guess we'll figure it out once the time comes.
Let me ask you something, you know, that we're talking a little bit of MMA here. What do you think about this whole, you know, rampage with Bellator and TNA?
You know, someone posted that question not too long ago when Rampage showed up on TNA, and they said, you know, do you think that this is going to bring in more viewers to TNA? Yes, it is going to bring viewers. Is it going to have the same impact that Mike Tyson had when he came on and appeared on Monday Night Raw? No, it's not going to have the same impact. Why?
Two different eras.
Because it's not different eras. They're two different athletes. I mean, Mike Tyson was a household name. Who in the world did not know who Mike Tyson was? And I don't want to take anything away from Rampage Jackson. He's known,
mm-hmm.
but let's face it. MMA is popular right now. MMA is extremely popular right now. But it's not at the level that boxing was at the time. It's not.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil anything, but you saw who's going to be the next member of the Many Men Mafia.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Kurt Angle. You got Angle
Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe. And we got two other more.
Well, it can't be Rampage.
One of them. It's Rampage.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Little spoilers. Little spoiler right there.
It doesn't matter. We're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. They could listen to this on Friday. But listen.
Yeah.
You know that match is going to happen. You know
Kurt Angle
would love. Oh, they would love to do it. Why? Kurt Angle has been itching to get inside a cage.
Oh.
He chooses not to because of his age.
Mm-hmm.
But look, getting Rampage in there in a ring, that's as close as he's going to get. And he will do it. He will definitely do it.
And you never know. They might actually get inside that ring and might even do a little bit of an MMA style / wrestling, you know, in there.
Yeah, why not? Throw it in there while you're at it.
Yeah.
Again, guys, I want to give a special shout out to Sergio's Printing, located in Miami, Florida. Vita Coco. Don't just drink water when you're exercising, you're out there on the beach. Drink Vita Coco, man. Coconut water, filled of nutrients. It tastes awesome, and you're going to feel absolutely amazing. Simply J Video. Simply J Video provides you with top quality video to get you patrons in your business. It's proven, folks. I don't make this up. The numbers are there. Get yourself a video to promote your business, and you will watch it grow. SimplyJVideo.com will take care of that for you. Simply J and Ask Pro Company. Joe, before we go, any final thoughts, man?
Man, it was great to be back. You know, you know, thank God that that the Heat won. Waiting for next week's show to hit. And another thing, you know, I think we all, you know, with all the thing with Birdman, Baby Birdman and all that, you know, we also forgot to mention about, you know, the ABC show, you know, Celebrity Wife Swap, you know, that was weird seeing Ric Flair's family and Roddy Piper's family, the wives swapping.
Isn't that wild? I know you mentioned it to me. I got to look at that, but it was pretty interesting, huh?
You know, I saw it. You know, of course, you know, Ric Flair is Ric Flair. You know, he's there spending his money left and right. And while Roddy Piper is living in Portland, Oregon, you know, on a mountain with goats and chickens and all these farm animals, you know, having a simple life. And it's fun to see how the two, you know, interact. And what I like about the show is that, you know, it opens up, you know, different personalities and showing, you know, you can also have fun doing this. And that's what I like about it, you know.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's already on YouTube. You didn't hear it from me. Well, with that said, guys, we want to thank you for listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show, like our fan page, Roman Show Media. We're on Instagram, guys. Now we can put some videos on Instagram. That's at The Roman, at Roman DH. And if you want to follow me personally, at The Roman Show, Joe, you can follow him at Joe the Reporter on Twitter. And we're on Vine.
Yes.
At The Roman Show. So we're everywhere, man. We are literally everywhere. Catch you tomorrow night on The Roman Show. Good night.
All right, folks.